Welcome to the Drowning Fish podcast. It's election night here in the United States of America, and I just want to get on the microphone a little bit and hopefully talk about our elections and things like that. As of right now, Donald Trump is leading 247, Harris 210. And I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about it. Obviously, I think Donald Trump will win. If we're betting on it, I'm not betting on it. But if I was, I think Donald Trump will win. So I don't know, man. Like at the end of the day, I want everyone to remember that we're in this together. At the end of the day, and it sounds pretty cheesy, but it's true. And that's what makes America so great, is the fact that there's so many of us, and it's a melting pot of everyone and everything from different cultures and backgrounds. And it really just, it's a melting pot of everyone, you know. Everyone's kind of intertwined a little bit, and people have different opinions, and that's okay, because that's what makes us so great, is that we can have different opinions and disagree with each other, but no one's hacking no one yet, you know? Like, no one's hacking anyone about it yet, you know? Like, whenever we get to that problem, it's gonna be like, okay, like, we have to dial it back a little bit. Maybe somebody is getting hacked out there. I don't fucking know, man. Like, if you didn't vote a certain way, they, like, hack you or something, you know. I think that'd be pretty fucking scary, actually, now that I think about that. I think Donald Trump got this in the bag, bro, I'm not gonna lie. And I don't know if this thing is rigged. I don't know how far people are willing to go to push things over the boundaries. You know, it seems like if Donald Trump wins, it's because, you know, they played their cards and they played them kind of right a little bit. You know, like, Donald Trump went on a podcast run. He did, like, the media that no other politician would do. And I think that's why he won, you know. I think because he kind of took over the media, which, if you still watch CNN and you still watch all this shit, like, it's true, bro. Like, they're biased and they have their opinions because they are obviously bought out. And that sucks, you know, it sucks. I think both sides do this, like, 100%. But when it's the majority of the media lying, and they're caught doing their shit, it's kind of like a little overwhelming, I think, for most Americans. And whenever they see a political candidate going on a podcast run, and they're kind of just talking about whatever, you know, I think people, like, they're like, oh, okay, this guy is, you know, he can have a conversation or whatnot. I think that him being a conversationalist is what probably will win him the 2024 presidential election. I think they're both full of shit. I think they're both going to not fulfill their promises. It's just politics at the end of the day, man. They gotta play it how it lands. I'm also on another screen while I'm recording this. I'm watching it's being live streamed right now, Donald Trump delivering remarks on election night. So I just wanted to get on here and basically say, whoever wins, man, like, just remember at the end of the day that we're in this shit together, and it doesn't have to be either side, you know. It's bigger than whatever thing you're focused on, I promise. And, it's not the end of the world, you know, not yet, I don't think. I'm very optimistic. I think whatever happens, happens, and I'm not very upset about anything, man, because, you know, you shouldn't live in fear, and you shouldn't live in constant desperation. You should stop actually, like, what the fuck am I looking for? Like, we need to stop admiring these politicians and giving them so much spotlight, you know, like, they're human and they fuck up too. So, that's basically it, man. All right, I'm gonna get off of here. Everyone have a good night. Let's not start like a civil war or whatever, okay? Thank you.